In previous episodes, we've talked a lot about SQL Server on an Azure virtual machine. But what about if you're running SQL Server on premises? How can you take advantage of SQL Server in an Azure virtual machine today? Learn more in this episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, I'm joined once again by Amit, a group program manager on the Azure Data team. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Anna. Glad to be back on the show, and it's great to be talking about SQL Server VMs again.
Yeah, happy to have you and happy to continue our discussion about SQL Server on Azure Virtual Machines. Now, so far, you know, we've talked about some of the cost benefits and some of the things you can get from a software assurance and licensing perspective if you move to SQL Server on Azure Virtual Machine. We also talked about some of the benefits you just get from running the platform, some of them being around backups, around security, around setting up things like availability groups and failover cluster instances. And in this video, you're going to talk about how your on-premises SQL Server can take advantage of Azure. So I'm interested to hear how this is possible.
Right. So what we did was we looked at what customers are doing with their SQL Server environments, both in Azure and outside of Azure. And when we talk to customers, we find that most of our customers have SQL Servers running both outside Azure and in Azure. And since our SQL Server features have the ability to leverage VMs irrespective of where they're running, we thought, why not enable some hybrid benefits that can really help customers with certain scenarios where Azure would really help, not just from a TCO perspective, but also enable some key business scenarios. So let's look at what they are. So the first one I want to talk about is the hybrid failovers. In one of the earlier episodes, you saw that we announced a new benefit for high availability and disaster recovery. After November 1st, you had the ability to get free async DR cores if they were running in Azure Virtual Machine and if they were running on-premises and you were leveraging Azure VM as the secondary async DR. So in this architecture, I have four servers, all of them running SQL Server, irrespective of which edition or release, it doesn't really matter as long as they follow the rules for passive HA and DR. So in this case, the three of them are sitting on premises and the fourth one is sitting in an Azure virtual machine. And in the past, before November 1st, you would have to license all but one, which is server two, that is your HA and DR, which is free with software assurance or subscription licenses. Starting November 1st, you only have to license one of them. So you actually are getting three additional replicas because you're licensing all the cores on the primary replica with software assurance. So you're getting sort of like three, in this case, 18 free cores because the primary had six cores. So this is one great way of setting up hybrid DR and at the same time making it really, really cost effective, especially if you're still running on-prem, but you want an additional DR site. So in this case, we're thinking of Azure as the DR site, and we're seeing customers leverage Azure as their disaster recovery site and at the same time saving costs. So that's one great benefit that I'm super excited about, Anna, and I'm looking forward for more and more customers to leverage that. In addition to that, cloud kind of gives you the ability to spawn resources and get rid of them as and when you see fit. So this is an example where we have two VMs or two servers that are running a active-passive configuration. In this case, what this means is the primary replica is serving applications and the secondary replica is sitting as a passive sync secondary waiting for a failover to happen in case there is an outage. However, let's say you wanted to have a secondary replica for reads, and this might be because of, year closing, month closing, quarter closing, or you're an e-commerce application and for a certain time you need a burst capacity because you're running some sort of promotion or you're having a sale, or maybe it's holiday season and you expect more traffic. So what you could actually do is you could go into Azure Virtual Machine. You could actually set up a virtual machine with as many number of cores as you want. So in this case, you could, you don't have to use your hybrid benefit. You could just use your pay-as-you-go licenses, and you can sort of set this up with 12 cores, 16 cores, you know, 32 cores, however many you need, and serve them for your users. Now, it could be transactional replication. That's what I'm using here. It could have been log shipping, read-only replicas. It could also have been always-on availability groups with asynchronous secondaries. And once you're done with that burst workload or for that time period, you can just get rid of the VMs. So essentially what you paid for is just the capacity that you used during the time when the machines were active and running. So that's another great way of not having to buy licenses up front, but leveraging our flexible pay-as-you-go licensing while you're running for short periods of time in Azure.
Thanks, Amit. That's really interesting. You know, not only can you use this in a scenario where you don't want to over-provision like you think about in Azure, but on-prem, you don't have to buy extra hardware even. Like, you can just use Azure for the licensing pay-as-you-go as well as the kind of extra compute that you might need. Is that a scenario you think is reasonable?
I would say that's a very valid scenario. It's a hybrid scenario. And for most purposes, your users would not even figure out, unless they're connecting directly to the machines themselves, if they're coming in from an application, your users would not even know if they're hitting a server on premises or on Azure. The beauty of this is everything just works like SQL Server that you're used to on premises, and you're just using on-demand compute and infrastructure availability in Azure, and you're using a flexible licensing model in Azure to basically account for the additional capacity you need. This would be a very expensive proposition if you had to set this up for 5 days in your data center.
Right. Wow. That's cool. Awesome. What other scenarios do you have?
Yeah, so that's one of the other scenarios. This is more for dedicated hosts. We see a lot of our enterprise customers leverage this to bring down their cost of running SQL Server. The feature or the software assurance benefit is called unlimited virtualization. What this allows you to do is if your host had 12 physical cores, you could cover the physical host with 12 core licenses and deploy as many number of VMs for Enterprise Edition on them. Now, what this does for you is it allows you to bring down the cost of your SQL Server cores by packing in as many virtual machines, and you're hedging on the fact that not all the VMs together will need 100% CPU utilization at the same time. And this is a very common practice because a lot of on-premises environments actually over-provision compute capacity on their VMs. Now, if you bring this into Azure, you lose that ability to use unlimited virtualization on VMs, but now we have the option of using Azure Dedicated Host, where you can actually license only the physical cores on the dedicated host and deploy as many number of SQL Server VMs as you want. And if you kind of combine your Windows Server and your SQL Server Azure Hybrid Benefit, that becomes a very, very high amount of cost savings. That's another pattern that we're seeing our customers use quite a lot in Azure. In addition to that, if you are still not ready to leverage Azure, you could actually start leveraging some of the services Azure offers. So we announced Azure Arc-enabled SQL Server in public preview at Ignite this year. What that does for you is it allows you to take some of our Azure services like Azure Security Center, Azure Log Analytics, and install agents that can connect to your on-premises SQL Server instances, and you can get things which are really, really cool. For example, this is a health assessment, which basically assesses best practices on your SQL Server virtual machine. And this specific one is for security and tells you about various kinds of threats that your SQL Server instance could be exposed to. If you want to do a more holistic check, you could do a health assessment for your SQL Server VMs, and you could get a dashboard like this, which tracks all the different best practices that we are aware of from working with our enterprise customers. And you can kind of leverage this at zero to minimal cost for a fleet of SQL Server instances running in your environment. So these are two things that are in preview, and it's super exciting for to see on-premises customers leverage these for their security and operational needs. You can learn more about this by going into our Azure portal and searching for Azure Arc, or you could go to aka.ms Azure SQL VM and learn more about SQL Server and Azure VMs and our hybrid scenarios. So thank you for watching, and thank you, Anna, for having me on the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Amit. To our viewers, be sure to check those links. We'll also put them in the description, and we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.